Those involved in the occupation were charged with disorderly conduct, unlawful assembly, and criminal damage to property. Attorney Glenn Reynolds represents one of the Gnu grandmothers, a group involved in the incident. He says a deal has just been worked out to avoid a trial and the possibility of more severe penalties.
The defendants, the grandmothers here, would accept responsibility for any damage that was caused as a result of the sit-in and perform 100 hours of community service, which most of them do on a routine and daily basis anyway. So it's a way of resolving the case in a peaceful, unifying way.
The defendants say they took over the tribal offices to call attention to alleged corruption and financial mismanagement by the Lac du Flambeau leadership. But despite the agreement, Rhonda Snow, another member of the Gnu grandmothers, says they're still marked for punishment by tribal leaders.
The tribal council has initiated a proposed banishment code that appears to be going to directly affect the Gnu, which would allow the tribal council to banish any one of us within a 72-hour period. So we have a bigger struggle with this proposal than we had in court.
The proposal would banish tribal members from the reservation for a variety of criminal activities, which includes conspiracy to inflict harm on the Lac du Flambeau tribe or its operations. Snow says that's likely to be leveled against her and her fellow occupiers. An informational meeting will be held June 17th. Calls seeking comment from the official tribal spokesperson were not returned. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.